Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
You know, there's a gentleman who's been contributing wonderful stories to this talk show for, well, I don't know, the best part of 30 years. It might be more, actually, decades anyway. And he heads up the dog squad. His name is Sergeant Dave Raymond. Now, he has shared probably dozens of wonderful stories about the work that these animals do and his dog squad does, but nothing to compare with this one across pages 8 and 9 of the Cairns Post today. You won't believe this. I mean, who better to rescue a dog who's caught in a fire on the third floor or whatever, far away, than Dave Raymond? There's some telepathic connection, I'm sure, between Dave and German Shepherd dogs. Have a listen to this. This is just bizarre. Toby View writes in the Cairns Post, "The heroics of a Cairns police officer and his son have been recognised, with the duo being named recipients of bravery awards after they selflessly entered a burning building to check for occupants, rescuing a German Shepherd." Anyway, Sergeant Dave Raymond and his family were travelling on the Gold Coast Highway, this is December 2019, when they spotted smoke billowing from a Mermaid Beach building. They did a U-turn, and once they arrived at the scene, Sergeant Raymond and his son Jacob made a makeshift fence from some construction fencing and scaled the building. Now, inside, they did a quick scan before rescuing a 10-year-old German shepherd called Titan. Now, Sergeant Raymond, officer in charge of the dog squad, said they had to think and act fast because a lot of gas bottles and glass fences were nearby. This is what he said. "We had to make a decision about whether we go in or whether we stay out, and the decision was that we go in. My daughter was ringing 000. Jacob and myself climbed into the unit to make sure nobody was in there." Sergeant Raymond said the recognition was rewarding as it was a family affair. This is the award, the bravery award. Anyway, actually, I'll skip to that now. It says here, "The pair will both receive a commendation for brave conduct as part of the Australian Bravery Decorations honours at a later date." Isn't it an incredible coincidence? There's a dog desperate for rescue, and who should turn up at the boss of the Cairns dog squad? Not only turn up, but scale the bloody building and get in and rescue you. There's some telepathic connection, I'm sure. Hello, Dave.
Hi, John. How are you?
Isn't this the biggest coincidence of all time? You happen to be driving past and there's a German Shepherd in trouble.
It would be remiss of me not to mention my wife, too, who is a safety officer who is once again shaking her head and waving a finger at me, saying not to do it. So. But anyway, John, it was. And contrary to popular belief, I don't go drive around looking for this stuff. It just seems to follow me. So anyway.
Look, tell me about the decision to actually scale the building. How big a challenge was that for a start?
Well, when we arrived, there were a lot of people standing around looking in there. Myself and my young bloke wandered around just asked people, did anybody come out? And they hadn't seen anybody. We were concerned that there might be elderly people in there, or there may be people who were sleeping. The bottom floor is actually car park, so it's just a solid brick wall, so there's no way to get up onto that first balcony. So that was the drama. Although it wasn't that tall, but just out of reach of climbing. We found a bit of old Rio steel and bits and pieces, made a makeshift ladder, and climbed up there. And just as we were getting in there, one of the glass fences exploded. So we just made it in time before glass rained down around the place. So it was pretty good timing, really. Yeah.
But to think about building a ladder out of Rio steel for a start, most people would find that daunting enough.
I don't know. I think one thing the QPS has taught is, strategically thinking, if you're stuck in a situation, there's got to be a way to do stuff. And I think that's one thing I've learned from the police, who have been fantastic in what they teach you, just without even realising you're learning that type of stuff, you know. So, yeah.
Now, you had a look around when you got up there. Tell me what you saw.
Looking back now, you go, well, was it really that brave? Was it really good? But I do remember the feeling of going in there, just climbing to that balcony, looking at my young fellow and thinking, I'm not sure whether this is the right thing to do, because you're actually very, very scared at that stage.
Yeah.
But there is a point where you've gone past the point of no return. And so we actually went in, and the first thing we were greeted by was the German Shepherd dog. So But the bottom door was locked securely. That's the one to the actual premises.
Okay.
To the actual unit block, so we couldn't get in there. So my youngest bloke, Ashley, he stood guard there. I said, mate, just stay here. If we bring anybody out, you can take them over to help if they need medical attention.
God,
or
this
like
is
that.
A family affair.
Oh, for sure.
All three of you. Incredible. Yeah, how old's the youngest?
19.
This is Ash, is it?
Ashley. And his favourite thing at the moment is to get in the RSL on a Friday afternoon and speak to all the oldies, and I'll put myself in that area. That's one of his favourite things. He just loves getting down there and talking to them. So, so he stayed there, and young Jake and I looked at one another and went, oh, he's going first. So I went first, and he followed me up, and then the balcony, the door to the balcony was open, so we went through there, and then we had to go up another floor.
Oh, how did you get up the next floor? Were there steps?
Yeah, no, all the internal doors were open, luckily. Oh, okay. It was just the main door at the bottom that was locked.
Okay.
It was handy, yeah.
Now, tell me about the dog, the 10-year-old, German Shepherd dog. Was he pleased to see you, or was he a little bit wary?
He was a bit trying to work out what was going on, to be quite honest. And, and dealing with dogs, you know what they're like sometimes. And my young children have dealt with dogs before, so they, you know, they're pretty, they look after police dogs and stuff like that. So it didn't really daunt them too much, but they were greeted with cuddles and stuff like that.
Straight away?
Yeah, straight away. Yeah. Which is good. So I can tell you, if it had run at us to bite us, I would have been pushing the young bloke in front. He would have been famous for getting bitten. But, So he grabbed hold of him and took him downstairs. We didn't have a lead or anything. So as Ashley put it on the news last night, he said, oh, so I nicked a piece of rope off a ute and managed to make its lead and put him over to safety. So, yeah.
Was there an audience of dozens or hundreds of people witnessing all this?
Oh, there would have been dozens. I suppose there would have been 50 people on the ground.
Well, I hope you got a roaring, deafening applause.
It's funny. I don't really remember what happened after that. You know, you come down, you're down here and safe. You know, that's probably the thing that goes through your mind. So, yeah.
Did you find Titan's owners?
We did. Titan's owners turned up while the fireys were putting the fire out. So he came over. He was very, very thankful and a bit of a maze. He'd been down the beach because it's very close to the beach there, of course, where the inner complex was. So, he was over the moon that we managed to grab hold of Titan and bring him down and to safety.
Did you know his name was Titan at that stage? Did he have a collar on?
No, not at all. No, he had nothing on at all. That's why young Ash had to go and get a makeshift
rope. Oh, of course, the rope.
Yeah, we make our little makeshift leads out of pieces of rope and that type of stuff that we can use. So he's probably watched me over the years making that, and bingo, he's got hold of the dog.
Now, was Titan appreciative?
I think so. I think he was. He didn't know what was going on, so he was quite happy to get back with his owner and what's all the fuss, you know. going on, so.
Do you know, it's the most amazing coincidence that the bloke who effects very successfully a very difficult rescue happens to spend his whole life with German Shepherd dogs. I reckon there's some sort of telepathy there.
Yeah, I think so. And I put this bit of power onto my young children as well, you know, like they're doing the same thing. I mean, the young blokes with the rescue chopper now, so, and I'm in awe of what those blokes do. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
It's the thing that goes and tells the stories, and I go, oh my God, like, I just can't believe some of the stuff that he does. It's just in awe of what they do. They're fantastic, those blokes.
Well, I think you're a bloody wonderful family.
Yeah. As I say, I've got the safety officer there waving the finger all the time. And because back in 2004, I did a rescue in the river down here, of course, and young Jake was a witness to that, but he was only, gosh, he must have only been about 5 or 6 back then.
Yeah.
Maybe not. It's in their blood. Let's see what the future holds.
Well, that's my next point. It says here the pair will both receive a commendation for brave conduct as part of the Australian Bravery Decorations Honours at a later date. Do you know anything more than that, like when the later date might be and where you need to be, etc.?
Not at this stage, John. I think it's around May or something. I'm one of the local representatives for the Bravery Association here, yeah. Australian Bravery Association here in Tinga. Mm-hmm. And basically we look after people, especially mainly civilians who do rescues of people, and they struggle a little bit after because it's quite a big thing. You tend to go to bed that night and even for months and sometimes years ahead thinking, what could have happened, you know?
Oh, really?
A fellow who went and saved somebody from a burning car. I mean, I know going through his mind would be, what happens if the car had have exploded? You know, I might have been here. So they struggle with that a little bit, and we help them out with that side of things, the psychological side of it. So I get invited to these things quite often, which is quite an honour. And get to meet these actual, you know, ordinary people who just extraordinary things. It's wonderful, yeah. So,
what about people who are rescued? Do they get to go along to the Bravery Awards? I'm wondering if Titan's going to be along there.
Generally speaking, they don't.
Be great television.
It would be. We get to. A lot of people do keep in touch with those people that they've rescued over the years.
Yeah.
Many years ago, I gave a death message to a lady who'd lost her father and uncle in the Port Arthur massacre back in 1994. And I was, you know, a very young police officer then, and I gave the death message then. And, you know, I still keep in contact with her these days just to see how she's going. And she even, you know, occasionally stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a bit of a way of life, you know.
Well, I've got to say, you have, I don't know how many times you've been on this radio program over the decades with the most wonderful, heartwarming stories, but this one is right up there on the top of the pile, this story. This is magnificent.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that.
Well, there have been dozens of them, haven't there, the stories you've told over the years? Do you know people love them because they just love the police dogs? They love what they're capable of, you know, and they love the loyalty, and it lifts people's spirits when you get on this program.
Yeah, and the staff just lately, you know, there's been a few stories that have been around. I suppose I should be getting on to you and letting you know, but some of the jobs that my staff have been doing just recently is just incredible. Yeah. You know, it's and at the end of the day, we are basically the end product of, you know, these where the police cars surround a place and put in a nice cordon, and we're the end thing because there's nothing else. We do get the helicopter up to give us assistance every now and again. Yeah. And everybody at work knows that I've got no better backup if my young fella's in the chopper and I'm running around behind the dog. So yes. Between the two, you know. But, they're just incredible. Some of the stories... You know, they're doing tracks for 4 and 5 k's long, and I can't praise them enough for what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wonderful stories. This one is just really outstanding, and in some ways people will say, my God, this is almost miraculous. But anyway, I've got to say congratulations, and I can't wait to talk to you next time on this radio program because, once again, it'll be riveting. Good on you, Dave, and congratulations not only to you but your whole family.
Yeah, and those other people who got awards as well, they're incredible as well. So, everybody.
Good on you, Dave. Thank you. Dave Raymond there, he's the sergeant, he's the officer in charge of the Cairns Dog Squad. That story, by the way, I've just read it now, I've lost it. But anyway, it's there in the Cairns Post today. It really is worth, there it is, pages 8 and 9, written by Toby View. It's a wonderful account.